I've not added sound effects to these micro podcasts for a while. I couldn't resist my favourite sound, the bubbling of my morning coffee. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Friday the 12th of June and I'm here with my 32nd micro podcast. I managed to get out to my studio just before 9 o'clock this morning, which has been a bit unusual this week. So my coffee and I are sitting here with the heater on, so it's a bit chilly. Now, I'm just about to put the finishing touches to a new downloadable booklet, which I'll launch. I imagine it'll be next week now. It's a little bigger than the last one, the 75 Ways to Draw More, and hopefully it's still going to encourage people to do more drawing. So that should be off on my site next week, and also downloadable from my Flickr account. Interesting, this week I was having an email conversation with a friend of mine in America, and we were talking about this booklet, and she was telling me not to give it away for free. And I was explaining to her why I would and why I like very much the idea of giving away things for free. So I thought I'd clarify my thoughts a little here and explain a bit to you why I think the way I do. The internet is a wonderful, wonderful way of replicating for nothing, for distributing for nothing. And unlike when printing first began, when the printing first began, it wasn't easy for people to produce their work. It wasn't cheap for people to produce their work, but people still did it. They still produced lots and lots of pamphlets. They gave them out to people, and ideas spread. And it was very exciting because people were excited by the new medium of print and the idea of pamphlets and booklets. Now, I think the internet is doing a very similar thing. It's giving us this whole new way of producing stuff, and on top of that, it's almost free for us to use. So I want to take advantage of that to publicise, to produce, to kind of spread the word about the things that I'm interested in. And publishing has always been something I've done, and suddenly I can do it for nothing at all, or very little. So that's one side of why I think free makes sense. I mean, it doesn't cost me anything to do, so why should I necessarily make money from doing it? And also, I think because it's free, more and more people are going to read it, so that's great. So that's one upside. And I suppose the other upside too is that people have my work in front of them. Now, interestingly, I choose to put my work on Flickr, and I shall do more of this, to download and then make a book. So actually, people that have actually get my book for free have to do a little bit of work for it as well, which I think isn't necessarily a bad thing. You haven't got to give me money, but you have got to do a little bit of work to get what I'm giving. So that feels good too. And then from perhaps not quite altruistic, that's a difficult word, point of view, giving stuff away to people makes them remember you. So people probably do come because they have a free booklet from me. They probably come to my site more. And in fact, I know they do. And they might buy stuff from me. Of course, I need to make money. The only money I make is from my work, so I need to live and eat. So of course I want to sell things. And I'd be lying to say that my motives are completely altruistic. I mean, I'm not just spreading the word for the love of spreading the word, though I do think it's important. I'm doing it again it's a kind of advertising for me too. So it feels to me a bit like a win-win situation, which is what I was explaining to my friend in an email earlier on this week. So I suppose I want to put the question out there. What do you think of free, and what have you got that you can give away for free? Does it make sense for you? I think probably for me the most important point, and I'm running out of time because I'm babbling, the most important point is that it costs me no more to give away one booklet than to give away 1,000. So it's not really costing me any more effort than the actual making of it and setting the system up. And I think that for artists who are busy but really want to spread their word is something to think about. So what have you got that you can give away for free that is worth something to somebody that doesn't really cost you any more effort in terms of volume? Have a good think about that, and I'd be very, very interested to hear your thoughts. And I've made a very long micro podcast. I need to stop now. Thank you. Bye-bye.